Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself, Joe Pesh. We got Liv, the web girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree. Now, if you're on our Instagram, you can follow us there, Radio Now AM Show, but go to our Twitter right now. That's where we got our poll up, Radio Now AM Show. We're doing the song of the day. We each have a song we think, man, we should really play. This would be a good song to play today. And you get to vote by going on to our Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, and calling at 833-563-2539. We'll do that around 7, 6 Central, but the voting has already started. We give the voting 1 hour to do so. And I just refreshed the results, and I can't believe this, but yesterday I was dead last. Today, I'm tied with somebody for first already. Whoa. Interesting song choice. I don't like to give Liv credit for this, but I feel like her songs are pretty solid. Pork Chop, I think you got a turd on your hand today.
Dude, no, I love Pork Chop's song.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're not going to tell you what they are right now, but if you want to go in there and get a vote in, you can go check it out. You can vote for my song, Liv, or Pork Chop's Radio Now AM Show, and that's coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's get into your Friday fun facts.
You're going to learn today.
All right. Hope you're hungry. Got some food up in your...
I'm starving.
Okay. Did you know that a single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetti-o?
No way!
Fun fact all up in your head.
Wait, really?
That's what I've been finding online.
That's so funny. That actually makes me happy. Because, well, obviously there is the, you know, spaghetti-os in a can.
I love spaghetti-os in a can. They're
that
dope.
That was the best meal as a kid. But no, that's so interesting.
Even as an adult, Liv, I still find a strange attraction to spaghetti-os. Now, did you have them just with the straight-up spaghetti, or did you have, like, the meatball or the hot dog slices?
Definitely not the hot dog, but I had the meatball. The meatballs were the best. So.
No, you're so wrong. The hot dogs were the best ones.
I didn't even know there was a hot dog one. I only knew that there was a meatball one.
Why'd you deprive your daughter? Give her the wiener.
I'm not joking. My mom stopped buying them probably when I was in maybe third grade or something. So we would only have them if my mom was out of town and my dad was watching us so we could have junk food.
There you go. That's the good stuff. All right. I don't know if you knew this, but there's actually a difference between coffins and caskets. Do you know what they are?
I have no, maybe one's metal and one's wood.
No. Coffins are typically tapered and six-sided, while a casket is rectangular. Like you think of maybe like a coffin.
Like an old school coffin, like one of those wood ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I get it. Well, then no one is in a coffin. Everyone's in a casket.
I don't know. I bet there's some freaky people like, blah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. True. Bury me in a coffin. I'm a vampire.
Pretty sure a couple weeks ago for Freak Show Friday, we had someone like that.
Of course we did. We have the weirdest people. God bless you, though. I'm glad you listened and called into the show. This blew my mind. Another food fact here. I don't know what your favorite kind of cake is, but German chocolate cake is named after an American baker by the name of Samuel German. It's actually nothing to do with the country of Germany. I always thought it had to do with, it must be a fancy cake they make in Germany, but it's just the last name was German.
I actually knew this.
Did you? Okay.
But from a television show that I watched within the past 2 months.
Was it like a cooking show or a kid's show? What was it?
I don't even remember.
Oh, God. Now I want some chocolate cake. I'm such a fatty.
It might have been the show Queer Eye. Because they cook on that show.
Liv gets all of her life knowledge from Queer Eye.
I do.
And your final fun fact today here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, something you've always probably wanted to know. A wildlife technician, his name is Richard Thomas. Mm-hmm. He took the famous tongue twister, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, and calculated a rough estimate, like he did some research here, of what the answer would actually be. How much wood do you think it would be? Like, how many pounds of wood?
I literally have no idea. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I don't know. Probably like 3 pounds.
You are such a hater on the woodchucks. This guy says about 700.
Jeez, I don't even know what a woodchuck is.
It's like a little animal that like messes with wood. It's kind of like a beaver.
Oh.
Google
I've never,
it.
But like, okay.
Pork Chop is giving you a look like derp. Like
he's like, I don't know either.
Oh, you don't know either?
No.
You've never seen a woodchuck?
I mean, maybe. Are they beavers?
They're similar.
Oh, okay. They're similar. They're a mixture between a squirrel. Oh, it's a groundhog. A woodchuck is a groundhog.
There we go. Because they build dams, right?
Dude, you can't say that on the radio.
Oh, oops.
I'm pretty sure they don't build dams. I'm pretty sure that's beavers.
And this is the best part about the Friday fun fact.
Yes.
We're more confused than when we started.
I know. I feel like it happens every week.
It does.